The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Email address for dilemmas if you want us to look at something next week is talk@beat102103.com. Right, here's a tricky one now. Let's see what you think. It says, hi, Niall, Vinnie and Trish. A good friend of mine was over in my house last week. We both have toddlers around the same age, so we often hang out on playdates. Anyway, there was a bit of a disaster where it emerged that her little boy had picked up one of my very expensive rings, threw it in the toilet and flushed it. He said he wanted to see if it floated.
What?
The ring disappeared. Yeah. My friend was very apologetic and just kept saying, kids are divils, aren't they? And what a terrible accident it was. She didn't make any attempt to offer to pay for the ring or replace it. Oh. Now, it was an expensive ring. It's worth about 500 quid. Mm. Maybe I shouldn't have left it where the kids could access it, but even still, I think she should replace it. Yeah. But I don't know whether to ask her. Some of my friends felt I should let it go, that it was an accident and just kids being kids. What do you think? I don't want to fall out with her over it. Should I just let it go?
There's
hands in the air here.
You go first. Go on.
You don't want to fall out with her.
Yeah.
Understandable. And that is kind of the be all and end all here. You don't want to fall out with someone. I think in this case, as tough as it is to hear, unless you had your jewellery insured, and maybe you should if it's worth 500 quid, This is just an accident. I mean, you put it, what were you doing taking it off your finger?
Well, she probably doesn't wear it all the time, maybe.
Put it in her bedroom on top of her drawers.
Where did the child get it against her?
She didn't say exactly, but she said like maybe she should have been more careful leaving it where somewhere kids could access it.
Yeah, I think you should have been more careful. It's a sickener, and in a perfect world, yeah, the other person would offer and probably should offer. And It's bad form not to.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to offer in that situation.
But at the same,
would I chase it?
Yeah, at the same time, when somebody comes over to your house, you're not expecting to have to pay up for a 500 quid ring.
It's a lot of money.
That gets chucked down a toilet by a child. And children are children, and it's an absolute sickener. But if you don't want to cause this hassle, if the other person, Maybe they know they don't have that money to pay back a ring that got lost on
you. You pay it over time, though. I'd say to you, I'll give you 100 quid a month for 5 months.
That's
or
where
you know?
I was going.
Yeah,
with
but
it.
Maybe
I
they don't even
so.
Have that. 100 quid a month on top of everything else you're paying out is a lot of money. It's a sickener, but I think you may have to suck this one up and just put
I'm
it down to.
You don't necessarily agree.
No,
Trish.
I don't agree because I've been in a situation like that before where my makeup was ruined and they replaced it. Their child went in and started fiddling around with it, and it's expensive makeup. And she offered to pay for it, and I think that's what's
that's
you would do. But if they didn't,
exactly, that's the point here. Many of us would immediately, out of shame, say, "Look, I have to sort you for that. We'll work it out how we'll do this." But she didn't. So now it's a case of, do you go and tap on our door and say, do you know what, I want that 500 quid?
No, I wouldn't put it like that, but I'd expect an offer even if you do turn around and say,
well, she's
no,
not getting one.
I don't need it. I would say, you know, I'm trying to think of a name. Hey, Susan, I know it was
it's
an
always
accident.
Susan.
But
four Susans have just been in touch now.
Sorry, Susans. But, you know, I know it was an accident, but at the same time, it was a very expensive ring and your child did destroy it. It's gone. So
kids are divils. Oh, aren't they awful divils?
If this person is my friend, I'd say I would have even expected you to just offer. Even if I would have turned around and said, no, I don't want the money, I would have expected you to offer just so she can feel somewhat bad about the situation. I just wouldn't let it go. Now, if she doesn't turn around and say, okay, I'm going to give you the money, that's grand. Yeah. But I would say something if it's my mate.
Okay. Yeah. I would love to hear your thoughts on this and where the Southeast stands on it. Is this something she should chase up with her friend, or do you think it's just kids being kids and it's a terrible accident?
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890 715 102 or text 085 1029 103.
As always, voice notes are welcome. B102 103. 8:38 is the time. Quick hello. Would you mind wishing Evan Chadwick a happy 18th birthday? Happy birthday, 18, from all the family at Stonehurst. Hope you have a great day. Mixed feelings on this one, I have to say. A lot of people feeling, for the sake of the friendship, you got to let it go and take the hit on this one. That kids be kids, and it's just a terrible accident. But others are saying no. I mean, you have to sit down if she's your friend and explain this was important to you. It's valuable. What do you think? 085 102 9103. We'll get some thoughts next.
Beat Breakfast with Now TV. Stream unmissable movies like Glass, starring James McAvoy.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma. Okay, a lot of reaction this morning. Actually, before I do that, I want to do a quick birthday shout. Can you say a happy 18th birthday to my twins, Scott and Joshua? Aww. Happy birthday, lads. Have a great day.
Enjoy.
With love from Mom and Mike, Keely, Rebecca and Ave. So, the dilemma. Girl in touch with us. She's a young mom and she's a very good friend who's also a young mom, and the kids hang out. In the house, in her house last week, kids were playing and disaster strikes. They hear, obviously, some kind of fuss upstairs, and it turns out her friend's little boy had taken one of her rings, a kind of expensive ring, put it in the toilet, wanted to see if it floated and flushed the toilet, and it disappeared. Yeah. At that point, obviously, awful, and the friend is saying, kids are devils, this is an awful accident, but she hasn't offered to give her any money for the ring to replace it. And our friend, our emailer now, is just kind of wondering, is this something she should address? Other friends of hers are telling her, look, just let it go. Kids are always going to be kids. It's just something you've got to take on the chin. Let me read a couple of the comments coming in. The child's mother showed no remorse or empathy for the loss of the ring. And that's the real issue here. Let's be honest about it. Because not many would take the money if offered.
Exactly.
Because kids are kids and learners and explorers at that age. It's not the child's fault. But I at least would have said, I know a plumber, or I'll find one. Let's see if we can retrieve it. But there are people making those points in terms of check the U-bend, check the pipes, house insurance. I presume they have looked at that or thought of it. Another one here then via WhatsApp. To be honest, it's just as much her fault as it is her friend's. If it was that expensive and she was that worried about it, it wouldn't be anywhere near the reach of kids.
Yeah,
if the friend offers, she should say no. She needs to accept a certain amount of blame here.
Initially, for some reason in my head, I thought it was the friend's house she was at. Mm. And I was like, why did you take it off? Or why was it lying around? Like, you'd have it on your hand. But it's in her own house.
Yeah.
And the kids went upstairs.
Yeah.
So I would blame her less than I initially was like thinking, why is it somewhere where the kids could grab it? Like, kids were little feckers.
Yeah. Well, kids are little feckers. That's what they do.
You know, and maybe it should be locked away. But sure, look, we all have stuff that we just leave down. Initially, you don't think. Mm. But yeah.
And it could have been in a jewellery box and they took it out of. We don't know.
Completely, yeah.
It could have just as easy have been her own rugrat that did it. An offer should have come, but let it go and learn a lesson. Another message here says some people let their kids away with everything because they don't want to deal with it. Mm. I have a friend and sister who let their kids do what they want and constantly give them sweets so they don't need to listen to them or deal with them. I'm not a perfect mommy, but I tell my kids off when I need to and I don't give them stuff just to shut them up. I'm not sure that's usually relevant here. There's no suggestion that, you know, the kids were...
Well, were they given out to... It kind of sounds like the other mother just kind of brushed it off. Yeah. Was the child even given out to or made aware that what he did was very, very wrong?
Mm.
Nathaniel, what you did was very bold.
No, I agree with you, Vinny. It sounds like she just kind of went, you left it out.
Yeah.
Kids are kids.
Somebody made that point on WhatsApp. Kids will be kids, but not for €500, lads.
Yeah.
let's go to the phones. Hi, Jane. How are you?
How you doing?
Now, what do you think of this?
From what I can gather, the friend didn't offer to replace
the ring, correct?
The ring.
Yeah.
But I would kind of think that if it's a really good friend, that a good friend is worth €500 any day of the week. So I'd be inclined to let it go. You see, if you don't let it go, you possibly lose a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to weigh that up. So if she hasn't offered, she could discuss it and see where her friend lies on it. But it's only a thing at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah, it's only a possession, you know. The kids are safe, etc., etc. So,
nobody
you know.
Died.
Yeah. So, like.
Exactly. Yeah.
You
it's
think
a kind of irritant. But I wouldn't lose a friend over it.
Okay.
No.
Well said, Jane. Thanks for chatting to us. Have a good morning. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, let's take a couple of the voice notes coming in then.
The kids be kids, like, things like this happen. Now, in fairness, if she wants to say to her friend, is it worth kind of causing an argument with her friend? Maybe she doesn't have the money, or, like, maybe she just kind of knows herself. Like, kids just do mad shit sometimes, and there's nothing you can do. I have two toddlers, and I know, like, they could do something like this, and there's nothing you can do. Like, you just have to kind of... We could offer, I suppose, but if she has an offer by now, I don't think she's going to offer.
Yes, we have to be a little bit more careful with our curse words in our voice notes. That's 2 days in a row now.
We're talking about children here.
And one more voice note actually that came in here.
She should not have left it out where the kids could get it, because that was just ridiculous. That's her own fault. So do you know what she should do?
What?
She should...
Let it go. Can't
Thank you for that.
Let it go. Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Final thoughts, welcome 085-102-9103.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat 102-103.